I've been inundated with messages from people who are very, very frustrated that they can't access gyms or the likes of golf clubs, places where they could exercise and look after the state of their mental and their physical health. Because we're at a time when a huge amount has been asked of people, and they need to be able to protect their mental health as well as their physical health. And in these dark and dreary nights of October and November, it's just simply not feasible for people to go for a walk and look after their well-being. People should be encouraged to do individual, safe exercise in gyms, or get out and go around the golf course and clear their head, because it's never been more important now than ever to protect people's mental health.
Elite sports and GAA are still permitted to go ahead under Level 5, which are close contact sports, but there is a sense of understanding the frustration expressed by the public over outdoor sports and exercise such as golf, which cannot go ahead with the correct precautions and measures in place.
Yeah, I'm at a loss as to why golf clubs have been closed. From within my house, I can walk through two different golf courses within my 5K, do so perfectly safely, but I'm not allowed to swing a golf club while I'm doing it. And that, to me, just doesn't make sense at all. It's a completely non-contact sport spread over a large area outdoors where the level of transmission is much, much lower. I think it's perfectly safe and people should be allowed to do it and encouraged to do it, to get out and clear their head and look after themselves.
You say that rather than a blanket ban, there should be a campaign led by the Department of Health, possibly to promote individual and safe exercise during these times.
Yeah, I think rather than just a blanket ban and stopping people accessing these facilities, the Department of Health should lead out, engage with gym owners, or be it sports clubs, fitness studios or golf clubs, and help lead out and encouraging people to get out, stay healthy, stay fit, look after their mind. And I think that's something that's a responsibility the Department of Health should have, particularly when so much is being forced upon people at this time.